Initiating download sequence. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Welcome to Scott Harrell's SOS Radio Podcast. Starting now. Now.
Hey, Scott. Crowder.
What's up, Crowder? How you doing today?
Oh, just, you know, being sterilized and disinfected, just hanging out, just super clean, just really free of virus stuff.
Wearing my suit made of Lysol wipes.
Yeah, now there's a thought. I like that.
Using Purell as beard oil this week.
You know, actually, I've put a lot more disinfectant in my beard than I ever have before. It's true. You're not too far off there. Yeah. So my wife and I have been, self-quarantined. We've been just, you know, very, very, very disinfected. What I didn't know, you know, you've met Tony. I had no idea. She's like a prepper. She's a prepper. She's like a secret closet prepper. Like, it's like, hey, I hear there's like a run on toilet paper. She's like, we're fine. Because you went and got it all. No, we've got plenty. I'm like, okay, hey, there's a run on Lysol. We're fine. I'm like, where is this? This is a garage. We've got all the ramen. If you need some ramen noodle, I'm your guy. There's plenty. We've had it for years, apparently. I don't know. He's a prepper, closet prepper.
Yeah, I heard MSG is a really good disinfectant, too. So,
yeah, it cleans your insides. You know, the Purell's for the outsides, and then the MSG's for the insides. It works.
This is your reminder to wipe down the steering wheel on your car and the mouse and the keyboard in front of you. Because in the news a few minutes ago, Teresa was talking about how your keyboard and your car's steering wheel are way dirtier than anything else in your life other than your cell phone and a public toilet. Ugh.
Oh, did Teresa have to say that about the steering wheel? Now Crowder is going to go outside and Lysol his steering wheel and keep wipes on it. Now I'm going to have to do that. And I'm like, Jesus, what else can I clean?
You're so right.
I just died laughing when she said that, because Crowder's all bored and sterilized and everything, sanitized everything, and now he's going to have to go out there and get his steering wheel done, because I sure don't want to hold on to a dirty toilet seat.
Yes. Now, there's a thought. I like that.
It's always fun to chat with David Crowder on SOS Radio. Checking in from home in Atlanta this morning. Crowder, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Absolutely fantastic. I'm a hard worker, Scott. I'm out there. I do it. I'm a road hog. I don't know what that word means, but, like, you know, I'm on the road a lot. And now it's like it's forced sabbatical. And I've seen all manner of things. My backyard, for example. I've just looked at it. Just stood there and stared at it for, like, hours. It's the best. It's absolutely the best.
Now, you're one of the guys that like to take care of your backyard yourself and mow that and edge and plant flowers. You more like the, hey, I'm just going to pay somebody to take care of that for me?
Well, that's typically how it goes. But during this break, like, I know how regular system, here's what was wrong, Scott. It was offline. So none of the apps weren't working. And so I got the system back online and now it's connected to the Wi-Fis and it's watering. I watched it and it's working. And you know who did that, Scott? I did. I feel like a man.
It's funny how the DIY projects look so easy when you watch HGTV, but then when you go home and you're like, oh, I can install this faucet, and then you realize, I had to go to Lowe's like 17 times just to install this because I had this part or got the wrong thing. I need a right angle wrench. I don't even know what that is. I had to Google it, but then I went there and talked to the guy. I made it sound like I knew what I was talking about, but I fixed it. It only took me like 9 days to do it.
Well, we've got that time now, having the 9 days. We can do it in the 9 days now. That's what's amazing. Oh, man. There's upsides to this, you know. There's upsides.
We're talking to Crowder today at SWS Radio. I don't know what it's like where you live in Atlanta, but in Vegas where I'm at, you know, the Las Vegas Strip's just been closed down. Like all the hotels, it's funny because a lot of the doors don't even have locks on them. So they're boarded up right now. You drive down, there's nobody out there. It's just a couple of cars. But what are you noticing in Atlanta?
Well, that's stunning. They should have like that on the news. That's pretty crazy. I can't imagine that. Man, Atlanta, tell you what, we went to pick up some stuff. We have a storage unit, and I was going to grab some stuff for the studio. First of all, let's acknowledge the fact that there is going to be a lot of albums released at the end of this quarantine. And there's probably going to be a lot of babies. A lot of babies and a lot of records are going to come out of this thing. And I don't think Atlanta knows what's going on. Like, it's just like cars everywhere, man. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, go home. I don't understand. Nothing was boarded up. It looked like things were just rolling here. And so it made me nervous. And so that's why I haven't been outside since then. You know, that's been 4 weeks.
It's interesting because as you're stuck at home, like you mentioned, a lot of people are writing songs right now and you're getting perspective. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting. Do you notice, like, in the worship circles, the people you're writing with, from people like Matt Redman to Chris Tomlin to Nathan and Christy Knuckles to Ed Cash from We the Kingdom, and you notice, like, certain themes that sort of come through where you don't even talk to them, but you realize you're all writing things from the same verses that jump out to you? Or, you know, how do you see that as an artist who writes a lot of songs?
That is really weird. Like, I've never had that question asked to me, but it happens all the time. It happens, like, outside of even church music stuff and just, like, popular culture. I think that's what makes those creative types. Like, those creative types, their fingers in the air and the wind starts to blow and suddenly everybody's doing the same thing and they're on opposite sides of the planet. And to me, that just means, goodness gracious, proof of God right there, you know? Like, there's no way. Like, I can't be here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you in L.A., and then all of a sudden we start to talk about, like, what we're doing. That's the Holy Spirit right there. That means that there's activity, the divine, among us all the time. And there are people who are sensitive to that. And I think that's why there's some great art that's been created over the centuries and made some stuff that resonates with all of us. And I think that's beautiful. I love that. But it happens constantly, man. You wouldn't believe. It's like, you're like, oh, I just stumbled onto this word that hasn't been in a church song before. It's called Reckless. Like, who's sung Reckless before? And they're like, oh, well, that guy has. He's singing it the same. What? Well, I got to kill that song. That's done.
It's like you're all pulling from the same source material and the Holy Spirit's orchestrating a movement, but you don't realize it.
I love it. I love it. And I haven't ever been asked that before. You know, we talk about it behind the scenes, I guess, a lot, going like, isn't it crazy? Like, this is just absolute undeniable proof that something's afoot that you can't see. And I love it. I love it.
So talk about some of the newer songs you were writing. I know you were reading through Romans 8 when you were writing your new song, Leaning on You.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, this kind of freaks me out, too. Speaking of, like, kind of, you know how this works in a professional sense. I make a record. I know a Ghost album. I don't know. I'll leave it to professionals as to when they roll out singles. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to pick that stuff. I leave that to that's outside my purview. That's not what I do. I stay isolated and away from people and make music. That's what I do. So it turns out that this song, Leaning on You, they roll out right before this thing erupts. And I was on tour, actually, on Winter Jam. And Riley Clemens, who's on this song as well with me, she's on Winter Jam. So we've been doing this song every night, and they're like, hey, we think this is the next one to roll out the door. And I'm like, that's great, because I've been singing it every night with Riley because she's out on tour with us. This is fantastic. Not knowing that, there you go, the tour gets canceled, the end of the tour, you know, last three weekends gone. And then that song, if there was a song from that record that I could sing to myself or to anyone, that I get to use music to say truth out loud. And songs are great at that, right? To remind us of, like, what reality is. And this is singing a reality that is different than what we're feeling right now. That, like, man, beauty from pain. That's the first lines, you know, Jesus, make what feels painful and hard into something beautiful. And I think that's what's happening behind the scenes. I think what's happening is, using something that was intended for evil, and he's going to make something good out of it. And that's hard to know in the moment, you know, like when you can't be out there, when I've got a band that's sitting at home, like, wondering, like, well, when are you going to pay me again? You know, it's like, that's a real question that affects, that's a hard place to be in right now. You know what? God's active. There are ways we know it. And to be able to sing that out loud to remind ourselves of it. Man, I couldn't have picked a better song to try to roll out. It's got like the, and they didn't know this was coming. I just loved it. At this moment, this would be the song I would try to sing. I love that Riley's a part of it and everything. All the good stuff about, like, oh, this song's great. I love it. I love it. All that. But the content is true. And I need to hear that truth over and over to remind me in this moment that there is a faithfulness that I can look back historically and see that he's been faithful in my life over and over and over. I need to remind myself of those victories. And I need to think of my friends that I've known who I've seen in dire circumstances that God's come through and he's faithful. And that's what we're leaning on, man.
We're talking about how we lean on God with Crowder today at SWS Radio. You're talking about those seasons, right? We all go through the weird times, and obviously the time we're walking through right now is one of those weirder ones. But you know what? You look through the way that you charge up, whether you're with other people. Some people charge up when they're with other people. Some people charge up when they're alone and having some quiet time. Where do you fall on that, Crowder?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I travel a lot, then I come home, and I travel, come home. And then me and my wife are sitting around when everything's happening and we look at each other and I'm like, our regular everyday life is called quarantine. So we're actually doing really great. We're completely fine in this forced sabbatical situation because it's what we call just everyday life. It's like, we don't have to see anybody or talk to anybody. This is amazing. You don't have to touch anyone. Fantastic. It's crazy, man. I think the worst thing you could ever tell a human is like, don't see any other humans. Don't touch any other humans. Cause it's like, it's not how we're made at all. Even like introverts like myself and my wife, even that, like we have each other, we're together. Like if you are literally alone, that's the worst thing. It's the worst thing. God even told creation, who's in absolute communion with himself, his maker, in the garden of like imperfection, God even said, it's not good that man should be alone. Like, this is not how we're made. And so that's why I know this is not an intention of God. However, he will turn it into something beautiful because that's what he does. He trades ashes for beauty. Like, he's going to do something great out of it. And hopefully in us, we won't be the same after this, I don't think. And I think that's a great thing. I think I'll be a better human to be around because I haven't been able to be around you. You know, elbow bumps only go so far, you know? Like, we need to shake hands and hug and be like, bro, it's been too long. Like, this is awful. Like, this is not how it's meant to be. And I think the church is a really beautiful image and picture of that. And actually that the Leaning on You song that came from, you know, the old hymn Leaning on the Everlasting Arms in our church in Texarkana, Texas, with the pipe organ and choir robes. This was our rowdy song. It would be the one that we did at the end of the service where we all joined hands and got to go across the aisle and grab the hand of the person across the aisle. Like, we were out of our pews in the aisles at First Baptist Church. That was rowdy. What we got going. I love that image is what I have with us actually joined together physically as a church. That's what I need to hang on to as well, is that this is only a season, as you said. It's a season. We'll be on the other side of it soon. And hopefully in this moment, in this sabbatical, in this rest, we'll be better for it and we'll be better for each other because we're better internally. That's what I hope and pray for myself.
I love it. We're talking to David Crowder today at SWS Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Always a pleasure, man. You're the best, Scott. Be safe out there. Don't go into those boarded up casinos by yourself. Try not to take a crowbar and just break in to roll some dice. That would be awful.
All right. Thanks, brother. Have a good one. All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.